Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The fifth session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly resumes today. The final day of the two-day sitting will witness discussions on the Naga political issue and review of communitarization in the power sector. Other agendas include consideration and adoption of government bills and resolutions, relaying of annual administrative reports, rules and regulations, and presentations of assembly committee reports. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday said the gruesome rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata has left the nation shocked and urged people to collectively say enough is enough. She said a recent spate of crimes against women should force honest self-introspection to uncover the roots of the malaise. She added that she was dismayed and horrified when she came to hear of the incident. President Murmu further said, "What is more depressing is the fact that it was not the only incident of its kind, but is part of a series of crimes against women." She added that even as students, doctors and citizens were protesting in Kolkata, criminals remained on the prowl elsewhere. She said it is the objectification of women by a few that is behind the crimes against women. President Murmu said, "Countering this mindset is a task for both the state and the society." The president said the country owes its daughters to remove the hurdles from their path of winning freedom from fear. While Noklu Pom, a distinguished conservationist from Nagaland, was honored at the Commons Convention in New Delhi on Tuesday for his remarkable contributions to community-based conservation, he was among seven grassroots-level changemakers recognized as changemakers for Commons. Pom has been a driving force behind the transition from hunting to wildlife preservation in Yang Yimchen village, Longling district. His work has significantly impacted the protection of Amur falcons in the region, underscoring the vital role of community involvement in conserving biodiversity. His leadership has been instrumental in preserving the local ecosystem and ensuring the sustainability of essential resources. The three-day event brought together key stakeholders from over 20 states and union territories, including government officials, civil society leaders, and community representatives, to discuss the importance of collective action in managing shared natural resources. Advisor School Education and SERT Dr. Kekrelole Yome has called for improving the efficacy of the teaching and learning process in the state. He said the current education system is posing many challenges to educators. Yome was addressing the inaugural program of the three-day state-level workshop on educational evaluation yesterday. The advisor mentioned that this year marks the 150th year of the state's first matriculation, as well as the 100th year of the first Naga graduate. The Urban Development and Municipal Department of Nagaland yesterday hosted the state-level PM Swaniti Praise Performance Recognition for Access to Financial Inclusion and Street Vendors Empowerment Awards at the Capital Convention Center in Kohima. The ceremony acknowledged the top institutions, bank branches, and urban local bodies for their significant contributions in supporting street vendors across Nagaland. State Bank of India was honored with the Best Performing Lending Institution, while Best Performing Bank Branches were given to 8 bank branches. In the ULB group, Dimapur Municipal Council and Town Councils of Woka, Mon, Twensang, Metsefema, Longling and Peren were recognized in various categories. The Union Cabinet has approved a proposal to conduct e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The move aims to boost local content in the mother tongue and create new employment opportunities. In Nagaland, 3 channels each are available in Dimapur, Kohima and Mokokchung. Union Cabinet has decided to provide financial assistance to the state governments of Northeastern Region for development of hydroelectric projects. This scheme has an outlay of 4,136 crore rupees, which will be implemented from 2024-25 to 2031-32. Under the scheme, a cumulative hydro capacity of about 15,000 megawatts will be supported. The scheme provides for formation of a joint venture company for all the projects of a central public sector undertaking with the state government. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.